My name's Diane. Are we nearly there yet? Goes the cry from the children during a long car journey. Children are not good at waiting. But am I good at waiting? Or am I as bad as the children? Do I pace up and down, constantly looking at my watch? Or do I sit chewing my nails to the quick? Perhaps what we're waiting for affects the quality of our waiting. If it's for a longed-for holiday or a great celebration, it may be experienced with a building excitement. We're now in Advent, the season of waiting. Advent calendars mark our waiting for Christmas. The open doors tick off the days one by one to Christmas Day. They build our excitement until we can share in the birth of a child, getting our share of the presents due to the infant Jesus. Waiting for a celebration can be an excited, expectant waiting. But not all waiting is good. There are times in people's lives where the waiting is difficult and brings bad news. In recent days, I've watched as people have waited in pain to discover whether it was one of their loved ones killed in the horrific helicopter crash. And there are people in this region waiting to find out if they will still have a job in the new year. Some waiting is filled with heartache and dread, and you might even prolong the waiting, putting off hearing the bad news. Advent isn't just about waiting for Christmas, though. If Advent points us to the birth of a baby who was also God, it also points us to the promise of the man that baby grew up into. Jesus Christ promised to come back to earth and bring an end to all pain and suffering. If your waiting this Advent is filled with uncertainty or hurt and pain, there's nothing I can say that will take that away. But I can offer hope into the pain in your waiting, because you will not wait alone, but Jesus Christ waits with you, and the day will come when all our waiting will be at an end.
Breakout Radio, made in County Durham. www.breakout-radio.co.uk